Sport with Nathan Curry from Nine News Border Northeast. Good morning, Nathan.
Morning, guys. Good to be back on.
Oh, I tell you what, Nathan. You know what I'm going to be talking about.
I know what you're going to be talking about.
Oh, I'm nervous. I'm nervous, Nathan Curry.
Paddy Dangerfield doesn't look nervous. That guy is just dominating life. Even when he's injured, he's just walking around cracking gags.
Yeah. What a traitor.
Catching up with Rory yesterday.
Roy Sloan, yeah. So it's the Crows and the Cats tonight, Lou, and if the Crows win, we go basically a game and a half above everybody else at the top of the ladder and set ourselves up beautifully, Lou, for the premiership.
What thoughts, Nathan?
I think Matt's absolute chance tonight. I don't think the Cats played
too well.
I thought
you were
going to
say it was delusional.
No, I think the Giants aren't playing very well either. So, yeah, if the Crows can win tonight, they've really got that top spot in the bag, I think. And, it all depends on whether Patrick Dangerfield gets up for the Cats. I think he'll play. The fact that he flew over a day early to get himself right shows they're not just saying it and then they'll pull him out. I think they really think he can play.
I want him to play.
If he can kick five goals against the Hawks on one leg, he should play.
Yeah, I want him to play so we can rub his nose in it when we beat them and we say, that's for being a traitor, Paddy Dangerfield.
Jeez, harsh.
Now, you've gotten over that one, have you?
It's still an open wound, Nathan.
No, clearly. Now, local basketball, the Border Bandits have been a little bit up and down, the Commercial Club Bandits, but this weekend is a bit of a do-or-die weekend for them, isn't it?
Yeah, well, they broke their losing drought against Ballarat last week and they're back into the East and Conference top four, but they really need to win every game from here. So playing Mount Gambier in Mount Gambier tonight, which is huge. They couldn't get the job done against the Pioneers last time, and then they've got to go down and back it up against Natterwadding on Saturday night. So, yeah, massive couple of days for the Bandits.
Yep, and Aussies doing well in international sport. Let's turn our attention to one particular, they call it a sport, it's more a game, golf. Jason Day.
Caddy's got to be fit.
Yeah, Caddy's got to be very fit. Jason Day, he's out to recapture some form that he's lost through the year because of a family drama, Nathan.
Yeah, well, he was ranked number one in the world last year, and then his mum had a bit of a scare earlier in the year with lung cancer, which they thought was terminal at the time, and she's had a better diagnosis since.
Oh, wow, great.
That's good news.
Yeah, and fair enough to Jason. Like he said yesterday, like he didn't care about golf. He just wanted to, any spare minute, he didn't want to be on the course training. He wanted to be with his mum. So his form has dropped off, but now he's back in the game and really hoping have a strong effort at the British Open. He's 69 tied with Aaron Bradley and Adam Scott, some fellow Aussies, overnight. So, yeah, and he's rocking some... I've just had a bit of a look. He's wearing some... it looks like he's wearing basketball shoes, the Air Jordans.
Really?
On the golf course. Yeah.
He's just trying to funk up the game of golf, Nathan.
Happy Gilmore style. I love it.
Yeah, that's it. Nathan Curry from Nine News Border Northeast. Pleasure, mate. I'll shoot you a text tonight when the Crows beat the Cats. So
I look forward to it, mate.
Oh, so much to look forward to, Nathan.
Because Hawthorn couldn't do it, you see, so we've got to do it.
All right, mate. I'll see you next week. Bye.
Thanks, mate. Bye-bye.